This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Betsy Block got COVID-19 in late 2020 on the tail end of Wisconsin's first big wave of infections. Like thousands of others, she fought through the disease in the hospital, even giving birth to a daughter while she was in a medical coma. Rob Mentzer reports on how the experience changed Block's life.
Betsy Block doesn't remember the end of 2020 or the beginning of 2021. She remembers getting in the ambulance on Christmas night. She would spend weeks in a medically induced coma with COVID-19.
I only remember the beginning of February. I don't remember anything in January.
When she was admitted to the hospital, Betsy was 7 months pregnant. Just days later, as she was being medically sedated, the baby's vital signs began to crash. Doctors performed an emergency cesarean section. Without even knowing it, Betsy had her third daughter, Jennifer.
I was told in February, I had the baby. They didn't tell me what day or anything.
Jennifer's birthday was December 29th. While the baby went into the intensive care unit, doctors rushed Betsy to a different hospital. Her mom, Kim Engel, says Betsy needed access to an ECMO machine, essentially a life support system that could breathe for her.
They said, we can't wait till the last minute. She has to be there if she's going to be put on it.
Later in January, baby Jennifer would be released to Betsy's husband, Justin, and their family in rural central Wisconsin. But Betsy would spend weeks in the hospital hooked up to the ECMO machine, and it would be months before she could come home. Betsy's case was complex. In addition to COVID, she was diagnosed with blastomycosis, a rare fungal disease that also attacks the lungs. Even after she was out of the coma, she faced an agonizing period in the hospital, struggling for air.
I had looked it up on my phone too, and the survival rate's not high. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to leave this hospital. At least not alive. That's what my thought was, you know.
But slowly, she got better. Her lungs still aren't normal, but she can breathe and get around. Betsy came home from the hospital last March. That's when she held Jennifer for the first time. Bonding with Jennifer was hard. Just readjusting to being at home was hard.
I would have panic attacks if the kids would get too loud. It sounds horrible, but when you're in a hospital room with beeps and boops and stuff like that, you get used to that.
In October, Engel organized a community fundraiser for Betsy and her family. Church members, family friends, and supporters gathered in the town of Merrill. Betsy's daughters drew with chalk in the parking lot. 5-year-old Amelia showed off her drawing of her family.
This is my dad, that's my mom, and this is the grass.
Donations from the event and raffle tickets they sold helped Betsy's family recover income they lost while Betsy was hospitalized. For a lot of that time, her husband Justin couldn't work either. And in October, they were also worried about hospital bills that they had yet to see. They found out in December that the state attributed her hospital stay to COVID, not blastomycosis, and the costs were covered. Betsy says her sickness changed her. It's not just the tracheotomy scar or the fact that she needs an inhaler now due to permanent lung damage. She's quieter, more inwardly directed. Justin says that's to be expected.
After that kind of a time period away and they come home and, you know, she doesn't come home the same person she was when she left. You know, you go through a life issue like that and you're not the same person anymore.
Wisconsin has confirmed some 1.4 million cases of COVID-19 in the 2 years since the pandemic began. More than 12,000 people have died. Even among those who've recovered, like Betsy, the disease has left lasting scars.
I do have a long way to go, but I'm here.
Today, she says she's working on moving forward and creating a new life. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.